This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. No firm date has been set, but NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is getting ready to expand its role in Afghanistan. About 6,000 new NATO troops are expected to arrive in the country by this summer. They're part of an effort to help Afghanistan's government expand its reach.
This wider mission means NATO troops would move into Taliban strongholds in the southern part of the country. I asked NATO's Secretary General, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, just what NATO troops will be doing.
What the troops are going to do is, first of all, taking over from the U.S.-led coalition, they're going to set up so-called provincial reconstruction teams, which are a combination of military and civilians. They're going to create a climate of security and stability in which the nation building of that war-torn country can start. It is, of course, winning the hearts and minds of the people and starting reconstruction.
Now, this move to the south is rather a key one because this involves the areas in the south where the Taliban has traditionally been strong and is apparently resurgent. What about press reports that some nations, France, Spain, and Germany among them, will not allow their troops to fight directly with the Taliban?
Well, the operational plan, which is the basis for the expansion of the Security Assistance Force, which has been agreed some months ago, talks about a robust presence, as we call it, with robust rules of engagement. Those rules of engagement are relevant for the whole of Afghanistan. But you're right in saying that more specifically in the south, traditional Taliban homeland, we are not going to send soldiers with one arm tied behind their backs. If the spoilers, Taliban or Al-Qaeda remnants or whatever, would like to try to frustrate the NATO mission, they can be sure that NATO, if necessary, will act with force. And that is an operational plan which is supported and accepted and agreed by all allies.
So NATO troops will fight, but does that mean that you have to pick and choose which troops get sent down there?
The kind of forces going down there, let me take my own countrymen, the Dutch, as an example. They're not only going in with the forces on the ground, of course, but they will come in with the Apache attack helicopters. There will be air cover from fighters, from F-16s, and that goes for the United Kingdom, the Canadians, Danes, Romanians, who are going in as well.
When NATO first sent troops into Afghanistan, one of the issues was, you said you were finding it hard, or NATO was finding it hard, to get commitments to the levels that you wanted. It would appear now that these NATO countries are behind the NATO mission in Afghanistan. What about sustaining that support if NATO forces sustain casualties in the U.S.? It's quite clear how problematic that can be. Will it be more so for a country like Italy or the Dutch if they really see their guys getting killed?
It's always difficult for any nation or any national society to accept casualties. But I think having seen the debates in the different countries that the NATO allies know what they have agreed to. If NATO would fail in Afghanistan and the nation would become the black hole again, it was under the horrible Taliban, exporting terrorism, then the fight against terrorism would suffer a major blow. And that is the reason that Western societies are prepared to accept the ultimate price.
Let's turn just for a moment to another country that's making the news. You've met with President Bush this week. Did you promise a bigger role for NATO in the Darfur region of Sudan?
Of course we discussed Darfur. What is important here, as far as NATO is concerned, is this. The process should be rolling for a transfer of the African Union force, which is at the moment in Darfur, to a force led and run by the United Nations. For that to happen, we do need a Security Council resolution. And if a UN force would go into Darfur, I'm sure the UN would come to NATO and would ask NATO to assist that force.
Although this whole question of a UN force has brought up something else, the government of Sudan has said that it does not want European troops on their soil. Is this all a non-starter?
I've noticed that as well. It depends. If the United Nations Security Council accepts and agrees a mandate for a UN force, on the territory of Sudan, I think the government of Sudan will have to accept such a force.
Jaap de Hoop Scheffer is the Secretary General of NATO. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much indeed.